I guess just starting off, why should people vote for you over your opponent, Sharon Cisna?
Well, you know, the real reason is because Don Young's done the job, and Don Young stood up for the state of Alaska for 40 years, and you continue standing as long as he's standing for the state of Alaska.
And so you're very proud of being congressman for all of Alaska. Of course, Alaska's a big state with a lot of diverse needs. Can you talk a little bit about how you've served Southwest Alaska specifically in your time in office?
Well, you can. It depends on where you go. You know, the 200-mile limit, which on Alaska would probably not exist to a great extent without it. It ought to have been consumed by foreign fisheries. That originated in the House, and that's what created the great fishing industry we have it on Alaska, and we have it in Kodiak, and down the chain.
In the past year, you had a field hearing on fishing restrictions related to the endangered western stock of Stellar sea lions. Do you have any plans to try to get more federal money for research of that stock?
Well, we will have some money. We're trying to get them because the consequence study of that hearing was, you know, they found out that the Stellar sea lion, number one, is not endangered, and the fishermen weren't involved, and we're having high hopes that we're going to have that a reversal in that arena. You know, I've always said that most of this science is based upon emotion, and they don't consider the factors of the economics of it, and in reality, it is the fishing the one that's causing the problem. And we know now it's not the fishing that's causing the problem. So, you know, as studies go by, I think that, by the way, I do think the states have to participate more in it because it is our fishery. And yet we ought not let the federal government tell us by false science what should and should not be done just because it feels good in San Francisco. So.
And last year, you introduced the Polar Protection Act, which would allow the Coast Guard to lease out icebreakers for 10-year periods. Do you plan on pushing for this legislation in the next Congress?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because people don't understand one thing. And the Coast Guard doesn't agree with me, but they're dead wrong. I can show them where they're wrong. The last study they had was 1980. Now we're coming back to the cost. They're going to ask for $1 billion for one icebreaker, and it's not going to happen. That's the facts of life. The cheapest icebreaker that we could do is lease one, hopefully from an American icebreaker, but we could lease one with appropriate lease, with let the Coast Guard man the mission, but the ship itself is owned and run by a company, and we get a better bang for the buck for half the price of what they're asking to own the vessel. And why the Coast Guard insisted on owning the vessel, I don't know, because we're not going to give them the money. It's not there. And yet we're behind. You know, we just had China go through the Northwest Passage with an icebreaker. Russia has three big nuclear icebreakers. China's not even an Arctic nation.
But in the long term, where do you see the Coast Guard going with its icebreaking program?
Well, that depends on the Congress. They're not going to go anywhere without the Congress. Right now, they're not going to appropriate the money to build an icebreaker. They may appropriate the money for leasing an icebreaker.
This community is going to be affected by drilling, even though it's over 1,000 miles away. Do you think it should be included in any sort of revenue sharing program if there's oil production in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas?
Well, the deal will be wherever there is an impact by the drilling. And that's going to be difficult because they like to run it to the state, and I don't want to run it to the state. I want to run it to the communities that are directly affected. The proximity of, and like you say, if Dutch Harbor ends up being the staging area, then they have an impact, and they should get the monies, not the state. Because if they start giving the state, you don't know where it's going to go. That's the problem with revenue sharing. It has to be written where the money goes to those communities directly affected by any activities in the ocean off their shores.
So locally here, the new Ahkoon Airport near Akutan was finally completed 2 months ago. What are your thoughts on the project as completed?
Well, the project's great, but of course, as you know, unloading and loading and transferring to the mainland is about the closest part of where they need to go. It's going to have to be a ferry system of some type because the Pin Air shut down their Grumman Goose. And we need to get the people from one place to the other. I eventually would like to see some type of ground transportation. Whether it can ever be done, I don't know.
And so you mentioned a ferry. Do you see the potential for a dock being developed there in the next few years?
Well, it's a total unit. We have this same problem right now with the ferry down here, the big ferry we built down in Ketchikan. Nobody has a dock for it. Nobody wants to build a dock for it. That may be a place to put the ferry. I never thought about that. We'll build a dock. We already got the ferry built.
Right now, Republicans are likely to keep control of the House, and Democrats are expected to have the Senate majority, with the presidency being too close to call. If Mitt Romney wins, what do you think the House's biggest priority should be?
Well, of course, the biggest priority is the debt and getting this country back on true recovery and creating dollars. There's never been a dollar that ever was created by spending on government or on social programs. They have to consume dollars to do so. And those dollars have to be real. We stopped remembering that and started borrowing dollars to keep the standard of living we've had, and now we're broke. And so I'm saying let's utilize our resources. Let's start building things in America again. Let's have a true economy so you can run those social programs and take care of people, but you can't do it without real money. You can't take care of people with funny money. That's what we've been spending. I disagree with you. I think we'll take the Senate, be 51-49, and we'll see. You can call me after the election. I do believe we'll keep the House, and then I'll turn around, and I do believe that we will win the presidency. So we'll see after the election.
And should Democrats hold on to the Senate and Obama be reelected, what should the House's priority be?
This country's in serious trouble.
All right.
The House has done its job. We passed a budget. The Senate hasn't passed a budget in 1,300 days now. That's darn near 4 years. And the Senate hasn't done that. They have not passed the appropriation bills in a little over 900 days. We have been living on continued resolutions, and I'm not going to vote for another one.
And is there anything else, I guess, that you'd like to add or share with listeners out here in Unalaska?
No, it's just good, and I hope someday to get out. I've been out there before, but it's been a while. I've been all the way to at two.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today and for your time.
Okay, take care.